in prayer this evening, I remembered a scripture, and I couldn't remember where I had read it. Went back to the Bible and found it. And Jesus, and this was referred to as the Sermon on the Plain. Not on the airplane, but out on the plain, the desert, while He was gathered with the people. And He began to speak of how... I thought I'd read, all, just make comment about all those things. I'll make this sermon number one here tonight. And we won't even take up two offerings. Everybody love the Lord tonight. Isn't He great? I think there's so many good things in that that it'll just be good for us to take a minute and talk about those things. Amen. Now He said, He lifted up His eyes on His disciples and said, "Blessed be you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." So there's nothing wrong with being poor. Is that all right? Nothing wrong with being rich if you can handle it. But there's nothing wrong with being poor either. "Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be filled. And blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you." Everybody wants to be liked. We don't want anybody to hate us. But Jesus said, "Blessed are you when men shall hate you. They shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company." How about that? Say, "Nobody don't like me. I'm not a part of anything anymore." Jesus said, "Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." If you ever feel put down because you're apostolic, Jesus' name, or holy roller, or whatever, don't ever feel bad about that. "Rejoice you in that day when somebody don't like you for being an apostolic. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy." That's tough, isn't it? Try that sometimes. We feel like going and finding a place to cry. We want somebody's shoulder to cry on. Jesus said, "Rejoice and leap for joy if somebody don't like you because of what you are. Rejoice and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets." And then He began to give some woes. Now, first He said, "Blessed art thou," or "you." Then He said, "Woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep." And this is the scripture that brought my attention to it all. He said, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you." He said, watch out when everybody likes you. When you're everybody's friend and pal. And I thought, walking down the aisle praying, and the Holy Ghost checked me and reminded me of that scripture. And I thought instantly, and sometimes these golden nuggets of reminding and revelation come roaring back into our minds. The Pentecostal truth and doctrine today is spoken well of by the whole world. Everybody, you know. If you're a Pentecostal, you are in the end thing. You're in the going thing of the day. Jesus said, "Woe unto you when men speak well of you." Hallelujah. Now, there are a lot of people who are excited about the Pentecostal movement who will hate you because you're Jesus' name, one God apostolic. And who will hate you because you believe in the laity and the ministry separation. And they will hate you because you believe in holiness. That's right. "Woe unto you if all men shall speak well of you." And he goes on and talks about a lot of things. But that scripture came to mind and I couldn't get away from it. Woe unto you when everybody likes you. Everybody likes you. Maybe we ought to think on that one. The apostle said, think on these things. Just think about it a while. Amen. Sometimes we probably spend more time in personality campaigns to win personal friends than we do to win souls to the kingdom of God. I said sometimes we probably do. It's more important to have a good report among people than it is to have a good report in the presence of God among the angels and God Himself over the work we're doing for the kingdom of God. Why in the world would the Lord give me that scripture? It's old, we've read it and heard it, preached about it. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well unto you, speak well of you. All right, we'll get off that one and we'll get on something else. Everybody happy in the Lord tonight? Going to have the ushers come receive the evening offering right now. I want you to give His giving to the Lord, and He is going to bless you. Amen. Do not forget April 10. That will be next Saturday. The activities that is planned for that day, Easter program, Easter egg hunt, prizes, food, refreshments will be served and sold. And then on that evening, the ensemble will practice Saturday evening at 6:30, musicians and special singers. So we pray everybody can be here for that evening at 6:30. And I think that'll be all right. Could that be all right, Brother Steve? Okay. So everybody, let's just worship the Lord and sing a song together. Amen. Let's sing a little bit of that, Sister Debbie. Hallelujah. About the key of four flats. Let's hear that. Amen. 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 Well, amen. 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 Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Jesus is God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Well, amen, amen, sing it. Amen, amen. Well, amen, amen, amen. One more time, amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. It is good tonight, very especially good tonight, to have Liz Shepherd in this Thursday night church service. And it's good to have her here tonight after the Lord worked a great work in her life Tuesday night. And I've just got a feeling I know what the Lord's going to do for Bill also. And that's the answer. That's the solution to it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Liz, would I be imposing on you to ask you to stand and give a praise offering to the Lord tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I have a one-track mind in approaching this congregation and all of those of you who are here. I've had folks say down through the last few weeks and few months and few days, I remember when I first came here, one young man said, well, Brother Shirty, you don't understand. There are people out there who hurt me so bad. And those people are singing and clapping their hands and saying amen, and they hurt me. And I made a statement then that I have adhered to throughout all of my being here in this church. And that is, I don't really care to know anything about anybody's past before I came here. Anybody. Troubles and problems, backslidings, all kind of things. The thing that I'm concerned about is the revival you will have right now. Hallelujah. I just want the Lord to give you a great big Holy Ghost revival. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want you to know this also. If anybody ever left this church mad and in a bad attitude, if they left here, left this church like that, and you still remember that, you forget that. And if they come back through those doors, you smile and greet them with a hug and a welcome and a right kind of spirit. Don't you ever sit down on anybody that comes through those doors. This church has been through enough storm and grinding. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Beside that, even if you think they're your enemy, Jesus even said in that sixth chapter of the book of Luke, He said, even love them. He said, because if you just love your friends, He said, sinners do that. Anybody can do that. Amen. I told someone recently, they said, I don't know how I would be received if I went back into the church. I walked back in the doors of the church. I said, I can tell you how you'll be received. You'll be washed over with joy and love and welcome is how you'll be received. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we're having a revival in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. And I think most of you folks have just about gotten prayed through. Amen. So, Brother Shirley, that hurts my feelings. You think I was in that bad of shape? I hope you pray through every day. I hope you get a renewing and reviving every day of your life. Hallelujah. And we don't ever want to get so big we don't think we need a renewing. Because we need a renewing. And we don't ever stay in the church so long that we've got it all figured out. Sometimes we need to be reminded of things. That's why the Lord gave us pastors and teachers and apostles and prophets and evangelists to remind us. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm saying this, and the Bible said judgment begins at the house of God. And if it begins with us, where shall the sinner and ungodly appear? And I don't really want to know anything about back there. If you want to know anything about my past, I can tell you anything about my past you want to know. But I don't want to know any of yours. I want us to take off from right here. Amen. I want us to go from here. And I like what I feel happening. Amen. I refuse to live one day without the Lord. Hallelujah. Not even one day without the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good to us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read a portion of Scripture tonight that all of you could quote. You probably don't even have to turn in your Bibles. But I just want to borrow one little short phrase from the reading of the first three verses of the 23rd Psalm. And I'm going to borrow a part of that tonight. And I believe the Lord would be pleased with preaching that message. Brother Lanny, turn this up just a little bit. And if I get loud in a little while, we'll turn it back down. Amen. That's fine. Hallelujah. And we know that 23rd Psalm without having to look at it, but I want us to really, really take to heart something David said here. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Just three verses. But in that three verses, there is a statement David made that has absolutely captured my heart tonight. It did on Tuesday night, along with the message that I preached, and the Lord did not permit me to complete all the things that I had on my mind or that He was dealing with me about. But in the third verse of the 23rd Psalm, David said, He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. That's a big statement. That's a mighty statement. He restoreth my soul. Let's pray together and ask the Lord to anoint His Word tonight. Father, I love You. I praise You. You are so good to us. Oh, hallelujah. Praise Your name. Speak to us tonight, Lord, with Your truth, with Your glory and power. Oh, hallelujah. Master, we need You tonight. We need You tonight. We need You tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Oh, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, and He restoreth my soul. I have been amazed down through the years to see things, and I like to see old things restored. I like to see a person take an old house and go through it inside and out and restore it, add new things, a new touch of paint and color and trim and glass and metal or whatever the desire may be to decorate and ornament an old building to make it a brand new structure. I like to see things restored. I never cease to be amazed at how photographers and the industry of photography can take some of those old pictures of grandma and grandpa and the old gunpowder type cameras years ago and can restore those things and make them look lively. They know how to do that. And I've never been much of an individual to want to take old cars and restore them, build them with seat covers and floor mats and outside bodywork and glass and trim and chrome and all these kind of things. But I've always been amazed at men who have the ability to restore things, to make it like new again, to take something old and make it new. David said, He restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. Now, if I break my arm, there are orthopedic doctors or God who knows how to restore my arm. Now, God knows how to heal broken bones. And I was going to make reference to a doctor to begin with. And I'm never leaving God out of any of that. If we have sickness or disease or a bad part of the body, a member of the body, God can heal it or doctors can remove it. Certain parts of this body can be restored. We can be healed. An old, sick, infected body can be made healthy. Restoration to be restored. But if anybody of all the men of God's Word, if anybody knew the experience and how to comment and teach others of the experience of being restored in his soul, David was that individual. David knew what it was to ride on the highest clouds of glory in favor and honor and blessing with God. David knew what it was to be a man after God's own heart. I mean, to be as close to God as the angels of God themselves. David knew. And then David knew what it was to be as low as hell itself. In fact, I think the word was said, "Leave not, I pray that my soul be not left in hell." He said, "I've been tormented. I know what it is to walk in loneliness and desperation. I know what it is to be in trouble." David even said in one place, he said, "I don't understand why my soul is cast down. I go to the house of God with those who are worshiping the Lord. And they worship the Lord with singing. And they worship the Lord with joy." And he said, "I sit there with a long face and my soul is cast down." And he said, "I don't understand. Soul, why are you cast down? Why don't you believe in God?" David knew what it was to be abased, and he knew what it was to be exalted. He knew both sides of the coin. And for David to give the words, a Psalm of David, the 23rd Psalm, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And to come down to the beginning words of that third verse and say, and He restoreth my soul. Restoration. He restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. Now Adam fell from the graces of God because of disobedience and because of an offense in breaking his commitment to God as the first created human being. Adam fell from the graces of God and was cast out of the garden, or driven out of the Garden of Eden. And when Adam was driven out, he said, cherubims are angels with a flaming sword at the gate of the Garden of Eden, so no one else could return back and take part of the tree of life, eat of the fruit of the tree of life, and realize the benefits and joy and the blessing of life. Life, not just living from day to day, but an inward life, something that moved and lived on the inside. Hallelujah. David knew the desperate situation brought on humanity because of fallen Adam. And David looked on all that and then looked on his own condition and said, God knows how to restore my soul when I get in trouble. It was David who said his feet had almost slipped when he had looked at ungodly men and saw how they were blessed. And he said, I become envious at the foolish, and my feet almost slipped until I went with them to the house of God. It was then that David could say, the Lord knows how to restore my soul. He knows how to revive me on the inside. Hallelujah. There's only one thing I know God won't forgive according to His Word, and that is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And I'll be honest with you, and you're going to have to admit that we don't totally understand the revelation of that statement. We don't totally understand the subject of blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Right. We have said for many years that it means putting down or criticizing or belittling or denying the Holy Ghost after you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. But we're not totally sure about that. One thing I know, I want to stay close to God. And I don't ever want to I don't ever want to grieve the Spirit of God. I don't ever want to quench the Spirit of God. I want to be led by the Spirit. I want God to have His way in my life, because I have passed by the cherubim with a sword in His hand, with a sword of fire. I passed by the cherubim and I've eaten fruit from the tree of life, and He's given me life on the inside. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 He restoreth my soul. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? What's wrong with you? One of our saints told me recently. And I'm serious. The devil knows how to. He knows how to build on certain things in people's lives. You go through service after service, and some of you here haven't gotten blessed like you need to get blessed. And if you don't get blessed pretty quick, the devil's going to beat you down with that. One person said, Brother Shirty, I don't understand. Everybody's getting blessed and worshiping God. And I haven't felt that. I haven't felt what they're feeling. And said, I begin to wonder if what they're feeling is even of God, because I don't feel it. The devil knows how to play tricks with your mind. Hallelujah. I know what I've been feeling up here. And I think I know what you've been feeling back there. Hallelujah. But if you haven't been feeling what you need to feel, what you need to do is let Him restore your soul. And He restores your soul by giving you a renewing of the Holy Ghost. You need to pray through until you speak in tongues. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean a whole lot that you spoke in tongues 20 years ago. You need to speak in tongues again. Hallelujah. You still need to have joy like a river. You still need to have excitement and the joy of knowing the Lord and praising Him. Hallelujah. David said it's good. He makes me lie down by still waters. He said, He restores my soul, making me to lie down in green pastures, leads me beside the still waters, and all these things. But David said, most of all, I am rejoicing because He has restored my soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I've had my experience. that I've gotten excited and prayed for folks, and God's healed cancers. I've gone down and laid my hands on folks that instantly God filled them with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues. I like that. Those are moments I live for. It doesn't matter to me whether it's a headache or cancer. I rejoice when the Lord works a miracle. There are no major and minor miracles. They're just miracles. Doesn't matter if it's a toe ache or if it's a killer disease. God is a miracle worker. And I like that. Hallelujah. I like those peak times when we play music and sing songs and shout together and run the aisles and dance in the Spirit. And there is a crescendo of roaring praise through all the people of God. And everybody just caught up in it. It's just like a wave or a cloud in the house of God, a glory cloud. I like all that. And then I know what it feels like to come in the door and get on my hands and knees and crawl all the way down the aisle asking God somehow to do something for me. I needed help. I needed my soul restored. Hallelujah. Say, Brother Shirley, did you commit adultery? No. Did you steal something? No. Were you telling lies or cussing or smoking cigarettes behind everybody? No. I just felt empty. I felt something was missing. I needed help from God. I needed Him to restore, to revive. I needed Him to recharge the inner man in my soul. Hallelujah! 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 Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! While I was praying today in preparation for this service, a thought came through my mind. Seeing the Lord spoke to me, and I have nothing but an applause and a compliment. I can give you nothing but tribute in your obedience and worshiping God, growing in the Lord and having your own personal and private revivals. But now you know something. I feel this in the Holy Ghost. And if I give this message any title tonight, I would call it Restoration Generation. Restoration Generation. Hallelujah. The generation that is going to be restored. Now, I don't mean just restored individually and privately. And if we're not careful, and this is what I felt a little warning about in the Spirit of the Lord today. We could easily fall into the rut of just coming to the church or coming to church simply because of what we want and what we like. We could totally build everything around us and become selfish. Amen. I want to be like the early church. I want to be like they who were full of faith and power, who were full of wisdom, who were full of the Holy Ghost, and couldn't hold it. They couldn't stand it. And they had to go tell somebody. Share it with somebody. Hallelujah. I like what Jesus said in Mark 16:16, 17, and 18. In my name shall they cast out devils. Hallelujah. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall take up serpents. They shall speak with new tongues. I like all of that. Hallelujah. I'm talking about something God wants to restore us to. You might feel that everything's going well. We're doing all right. But God's trying to restore us to more than that. Going beyond that, more than just a revival within ourselves, but a revival that becomes a spark that creates a flame in the hearts of others, others and others and others. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll spend so much time just thinking about being restored, getting restored, revived. Amen. Amen. But I like what Isaiah said. He put it all in the right kind of words. And I've read this before, and it seemed, I looked at it today and I said, Lord, every time I read a scripture, I'm going back to something I read before. And it's almost like I don't have but just a few things to say. But now he said, is not this the fast that I've chosen to loose the bands? Now the fast that he said he was chosen was a day when a man would afflict his soul, bow down his head like a bulrush. But he said, this is the one that I've chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, that you might break every yoke. Hallelujah. Everybody love the Lord, say amen. Amen. How many of you really believe God wants to give this church a great revival? Hallelujah. I still believe that most of us in this church are basking in the sunshine of good things. I don't think we are really, maybe not even Brother Shirty. I know where we're supposed to be. I know what we need to be doing. Amen. But yet, I feel we're just enjoying this so good that we're not caught up in the fact that God can give us others. It can be prayed through right here. Amen. If we made up our minds and got together, men or women, or men and women, I believe God can give us a revival of faith, a revival of power. Hallelujah. I believe men and women could drive by the front of this church out here and Holy Ghost conviction settle over them. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the generation that is going to be restored. A restoration generation. Hallelujah. Not just restoring. I'm glad for my restoration. I'm glad for my revival. But it's got to go beyond me. It's got to be restoration. More than just my private affair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Is not this... Now he said, the kind of attitude I want you to have if you really want my blessing. They said, now, Lord, we don't understand. We've been fasting and praying, and we haven't been getting what we want to get. We haven't been seeing what we want to see. Now, we have been getting what we want to get in this church. We have been seeing what we want to see. I've been seeing what I want to see. I want to see everybody have a revival. Get blessed. And, you know, be happy. I want to see you smiling, happy in the Lord. Amen. I like all that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But the Lord never raised up and trained an army that He didn't intend for them to go to battle. Praise the Lord. We're not just soldiers all decked out with weapons and armor and all of the materials to fight, and we stay in the reserve corps all the time. Sometimes we got to march right out among the enemy, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. God's got a time. He knows just when to touch the hearts of people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Who would have ever thought you would have seen Bill Shepherd down here the other night with his hands in the air saying, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm saying God's got a time. Amen. When God sends us a hungry heart, we ought to rally around it. We ought to be all excited about it. And don't forget that it's not just our restoring. It is restoration of hungry, empty, desperate souls. Hallelujah. God's got a world full of people who need restoration revival, who need renewings and refillings, who need the baptism of power and glory down in their souls. It's not just me and you, but it is others that need Him also. Hallelujah. Get all excited. Go tell everybody. Jesus Christ is King. He's King, King, King. Amen. He said, now if you really want to know how to get my attention, deal your bread to the hungry. Deal your bread to the hungry. Jesus said, I am that bread that came down from heaven. I'm not like that manna that came down that you gathered in the wilderness in Israel, or Israel gathered in the wilderness. But He said, I am that bread. If any man will eat of me, He said, he shall have life. Bread. Hallelujah. He said, it is to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Now, if you really, and what I really want to see, I'm afraid some of our folks just, they've gotten blessed and God's blessed and everything's been going well. I may not be doing everything right, but I'm doing enough things right. Folks are kind of, it'd be easy to relax. Say, I'm sure glad everything's going better. And just kind of sit down and prop elbows up on the pew, you know, and cross your legs and get happy. Elbows come down off back pews all over the church. It'd be easy to do that. But the Lord doesn't want to leave us here. He wants to carry us beyond here. He wants to carry us beyond here. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I really think that a lot of people who are becoming erratic and going to church now, they've got that little revival in their heart they needed. They prayed back through and spoke in tongues and shouted about a week or two ago. The Lord blessed them and they're happy. And it's all right to miss church once in a while. But that's not what He restored us for. Hallelujah. He restored us, revived us. He renewed us that we may deal and share and give our bread to the hungry. That we may offer a covering to the naked. That we may share what we've got with others. Oh, hallelujah. Not just simply to help a restoration. David said, He restoreth my soul. And I'm glad He restored my soul. But it don't stop there. It does not stop there. He said, then, if you really want to have joy and glory and power and blessing in the Lord, He said, why don't you start giving away some of what you've got? Deal your bread to the hungry. Bring the poor that are cast out into thy house. Go find them. Go out in the highways, hedges and byways. Not long ago, I said so much about evangelism and soul winning. I wanted to say things, and I was checked in the Spirit and still couldn't. I could not say things, and we're not ready yet for a lot of things. But let me just say this simply. Everybody you meet everywhere you meet people, they're hungry people for God. That's right. Everywhere. Amen. And listen, every time you meet somebody, wherever you meet them, you ought to look at them and say, I wonder if that person would make a good apostolic. That's right. Watch them go by. Watch them pull up to a red light. Look in the car over by you. Say, I wonder if that person would make a good Pentecostal apostolic. I wonder what they'd look like getting baptized in Jesus' name. We're supposed to think that way. Amen? Amen. And then all we're supposed to do is just simply share with them what we have. Deal your bread to the hungry. Offer a covering to the naked. Amen. Now, He said, if you really want your light, if you want light to shine in obscurity, if you want everything to be really great, just going gung-ho, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall... Well, you can even get healed while you're doing all that business. Hallelujah! Thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shall thou call, and I will answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. Thou shalt, if thou take away the midst of thee the yoke, putting forth of the fingers, speaking vanity, if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry. And it goes on down. He talks so much about giving and sharing. And this is the key verse to Isaiah 58. He said these words, And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of paths to dwell in. I have been restored, so I'm going to become a restorer. Hallelujah. If we can deal our bread to the hungry, if we can share what we have. Amen. I think I'm just going to preach anyhow. It's right. It's right. Now, a whole lot of us want restoration in our hearts, in our personal and private lives. If we really want the kind of revival, we really want the kind of revival God wants to give to us, sometimes we have to have an inner house cleaning. Sometimes some things have got to happen on the inside of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hey, what I'm trying to say to you is the Lord is ready to do some things for you you're asking Him for. And all we've got to do is become sensitive about how He wants us to go about it. Amen. Hallelujah. I am glad He has restored our souls. I'm glad He's giving us an inner revival. But there's more to what we're asking God for than just what happens on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together. Praise the Lord. Let's lift our hands together and love the Lord right now. Let's ask the Lord tonight, oh God, somehow give us a vision, desire, that inner reviving we need, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to quit preaching, but we're going to worship for a few minutes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 I love you, Jesus. Oh, Master, 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 Master. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When Jesus said in the book of Mark 16:16, "And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned, and these signs shall follow them that believe." These signs shall follow them that believe. "In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, if they drink any deadly thing it shall not hurt them, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Now that scripture has captured me. It's gotten a hold of me in the last few days. Hallelujah. You say, "Brother Shirty, what do you mean? We need to be restored. I've been speaking in tongues and worshiping God. I've had the joy of the Lord in my life." I'm saying there's some things yet that God is trying to lead us to and bring us into. There's some things He wants to do for you yet. Amen. Amen. And we can't stop here. I don't want to stop here. I don't want to quit here. I want to go on beyond here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. 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 Sigh. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. 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 Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to let you be seated for a little while. Then I'm going to have you stand some more. We're going to worship the Lord some more. Amen. Hallelujah. The only thing in the world standing between us and glorious outpourings of God's power and blessing in our life is our willingness to commit ourselves to Him, or to invest ourselves in the work of God, in the promises of God. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing God wouldn't do for the church. He wants to heal the sick, deliver the oppressed. He wants to break every yoke, set the captive free, open the prison doors of them that are bound, open the blinded eyes of them who cannot see, loose the tongue of they who are dumb and cannot speak. He wants to unstop the deaf ears of they who cannot hear. And the church holds all of that promise in our hands. Hallelujah. We have that great promise of God. Oh, hallelujah. I believe we are the generation that God intended to be restored. Hallelujah. Be glad then, He said in the second chapter of the book of Joel. Be glad, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God. He hath given you the former rain moderately and shall cause to come down for you the former and latter rain in the first month. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord your God. Hallelujah. He said, I am going to restore to you. I am going to restore to you the years wasted, empty, wasted, destroyed years of the cankerworm, caterpillar, of the palmer worm, and the locust. I'm going to restore it. I'm going to give it back to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't even know how. Promises and things that God has said could be into the very presence and fellowship of the reality of those things. We can touch Him. We have an high priest who can be touched. Hallelujah. We have an open door, access into God that nobody can stop, nobody can shut, nobody can keep us out. Hallelujah. Amen. We have access to riches and promises and glories. Why don't we go on in? Why don't we go where He is? Why don't we permit Him to do for us what He's trying to do? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. From reformation to restoration. He said, I am going to restore to you. I'm going to restore to you. If ever I have believed anything in my life, I believe the statement that I'm going to tell you. I believe this church has gone through years of struggle and trial and problems. I believe that. I know by your own testimonies and by your being down and wondering if anything could be real and right. I believe that. And I'm not criticizing or putting anything down. I'm only commenting on an experience that I believe you have gone through. And if anybody could ever identify or relate to the years of cankerworm and caterpillars and locust and palmer worms, I think many people in this church could. You've gone through years. You've gone through literally years that in this church, this congregation of people ought to be multiplied many times over. There ought to be more people sitting in these pews than all these pews and balcony in the aisles could hold. They ought to be here. Hallelujah. Right. They ought to be here. And many people who have been one to God have stumbled out the door or gone out in the parking lot in their automobiles, driven away and never come back again. I'm just saying to you, we've had an experience of insects eating away the fruit and the work and the produce and the product of the church that's been trying to do something for God. And I feel now in the Holy Ghost that God wants to restore, re-bless, revive. God wants to do something for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. I believe it as sure as I'm standing here tonight that God has given this church a period of time to have a great revival right here in these pews. Among the people who have stuck it out and stayed here, who have stood the storm, who have ridden out the storm, who have stayed through the crisis. Even sometimes when you felt like, I don't believe I can take it anymore. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what's going to be going on. I'm losing my confidence and my faith. I'm losing my desire. I don't know what's happening to me. This is strange. I've been raised up in the church and I don't know why I feel like this. But nevertheless, you stood through it. And now God's given us days and weeks and a few months to have our own revival. And thank God we've had a revival. It's happened in our heart. Amen, amen, amen. But now, after He has restored us, now He wants us to become restorers. Repairers of the breach and restorers of paths to dwell in. Hallelujah. Amen. It can't always just be us. Give me Jesus. Do for me. Let me have. Give me. I want Jesus. Hallelujah. It is the kind of fast and the kind of consecration that He has chosen is for us to deal our bread to the hungry, to offer a covering to the naked. Amen. To fast and pray and bow down our head like a bulrush. Amen. To get under a burden for the cause and the need of others. God said, I'm going to restore to you. And this has been on me for a week. I don't want to get away from it. I like it. I like what the Lord's saying to me. I'm going to restore to you. I'm going to give you back some things that have gone away. I'm going to give you back some things that have been lost. Even time. Things that have been lost in time. God's going to do that for this church. I say that, and a little while ago when I was standing right there, if I've ever felt a spirit of prophecy in my life, I felt it right then. And that's exactly what I felt like saying to you. That God's going to restore to you some things that have been lost. Hallelujah. And I don't just mean souls and revival. God's going to restore to us a lot of things. This is the generation God wants to restore. He wants to give back all the things. Everything that happened in the early church, God wants to do it for us. Hallelujah. He wants to do it for you. Amen. 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 Do you really want that? How many of you really want that? Praise God. If you really mean that, lift both hands and say, Lord, help me to understand how to receive it. Lord, show me what to do that I may receive that promise and that understanding of how to become a restorer, repair the breach, restore paths to dwell in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I've had folks down through the years that have felt, Brother Shirty, You talk about big things and doing big things and great big results and big revival, great souls being won, numbers of souls being won. I'm sorry, I'm a servant to that kind of vision, and I really believe that. I really believe that with all my heart. I believe the Lord will do it. Amen. I believe He will do it. Hallelujah. And that's not all. When Haggai spoke in the book of Haggai, he asked all the people, he said, how many of you saw this house? And that day, when Zerubbabel's temple was built, there were people living right then who saw Solomon's temple in its glory. And when Zerubbabel's temple was built, there were some people who wept and some people who shouted. There were some people who were depressed and some were excited. And those that were depressed said, you know, this is good, but this is not like that one was. And Haggai said, how many of you folks remember the way Solomon's temple was? Hands went up all over and tear-stained faces. And Haggai said, well, I'm going to prophesy to you and I'm going to tell you that the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. Now, he wasn't talking about Zerubbabel's temple when he made that statement. He was talking about the church. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Now, we're comparing the last day church with the early church, the beginning church in the book of Acts. Now, God's going to restore some things to the church. Will you help me believe that? Amen. God is going to restore some things to the church. Amen. The things that we consider as fantastic today would be just simple little trivial things in the early church. I mean, they had some fantastic things happen. God wants to do that for us too. He said, I'm going to restore to you. This is the generation God wants to restore. To restore. David said, He restoreth my soul. And oh, I'm glad He restored my soul. But when He did restore my soul, He caused me to become a restorer of paths for others to walk in. Let's stand together again. Amen. Let's worship the Lord again right now. Turn this up some. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Turn. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn this up a little bit. Turn this up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 He's so many things to me. The Bible said He heals all our diseases. He heals all our diseases. He made intercession for the transgressors. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He's with me in trouble and storm and trial. He's with me. He helps me. When I cry, He dries my tears. When I'm sad, He lifts me up. When I'm in sorrow, He takes away sorrow and gives me joy. He turns my night into day. He knows how to do all those things. But the greatest of all is He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Somebody wrote a song and said, in the valley He restoreth my soul. Maybe that's so. But I've had my soul restored on a mountaintop of glory and joy and excitement also. I'm just glad He can restore our souls. I am glad. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him all of my life. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him.
I'm going to praise Him all of my life. Oh, I'm going to love Him.
I'm going to love Him.
Oh, yes.
I'm
going to love Him all of my life. Oh, I'm going to love Him. I'm going to love Him. Yes, I'm going to love Him. Oh, gonna praise Him. I'm gonna praise Him all of my life. I'm gonna praise Him. I'm gonna praise Him. I'm gonna praise Him. All of my life.
I want you to come again and stand here, would you? Everyone in the building.